High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right. Okay. Everyone, welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so excited that you're back with me. I'm back in actually the new location of the studio, which actually I had a hard time finding, but it's super cute and it's exciting to be here. And I have a really awesome guest. Is actually one of my very good friends and business partner, mentor, Dr. Jennifer Key. So thank you so much for being on with me.
Thank you.
All right. So you guys know how it goes. I always play music. You guys know I love how much I love music. So we're going to set the vibes. And then Dr. Jenny says that she really loves Blinding Lights. So we're just going to play it. And you guys, if you haven't seen my new video that I did to Blinding Lights, you're going to have to go check it out.
Ooh, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Tell us why you like this song.
I'm just vibing with it. It's kind of got a little bit of 80s to it. A little bit. So I think that's why I like it.
It does. It was the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, but I liked it even before.
Yeah. I know. I just feel like doing spirit fingers or something. All right. We're just going to play a little bit of it. Get the vibes. And we're good. All right. Now, so this whole month, I'm kind of talking to high vibe women and just getting kind of their story. I'm basically wanting to build connection and community around other women who live a holistic lifestyle. Because we know right now, especially, it's not the norm. And I want other people or women to know that we're normal people too. And we live normal lives, but we've just taken a more empowered leap. And so that's kind of what we're going to talk about. So I guess kind of tell us, how did you discover this lifestyle? How did you get into this lifestyle?
Oh, well, I'll try to do the short version because it can get long.
Yeah, I've heard the long version before. So
like, I've heard this a million times before. I ended up looking back now, I have even more wisdom every year, actually, that I tell this story every month. From the story, I have more wisdom looking back on what happened. And essentially, to quintessentialize, I was living out of alignment, physically, spiritually, mentally, so much. And I made me sick. It just made me sick. And a lot of it was lifestyle things I was doing, physical things, not eating as good as I could have been, not taking care of myself. I learned later on in my journey that it was really a lot of the emotional component of doing things out of alignment with myself at that time that I didn't even recognize that also contributed to get me sick. I got really sick And I did everything in my power as a natural healer. I'm a chiropractor to kind of heal myself. And I didn't know enough at that time. I will be woman enough to say I didn't know enough. And
Talk about that. I mean, you were a track athlete. You were like all American. You were like the epitome of like what health was.
I went to a very good division school on a full ride division one for track and field.
But even physically you looked healthy, right? And you were, I guess if people were to look at you, they'd say, oh, she's super healthy. She's a track athlete. But I guess kind of take us through that. Internally, you actually were sick and, you kind of had to find a new path. I mean, she was a chiropractic doctor. She'd studied holistic medicine and she was still quote unquote having all these symptoms of sickness, but from the outside, everyone would say, no, she's totally healthy and she's a chiropractor. She's doing all the things that she should. So, kind of tell us about that and tell us about like that journey or, I know it's a long version, but maybe the short one.
Well, you bring up a good point because I don't think that most of my patients at the time knew how much I was struggling because I was really trying to hide it behind, you know, the chronic fatigue, behind lots of coffee and just trying to keep a bright smiley face when I was actually quite anxious and depressed. And I knew I had gained quite a bit of weight. It was mostly inflammation from what was happening. But to the outside world, probably nobody noticed, right? And I think people did notice the chronic cough I had though. So that was pretty noticeable. Even my boss noticed that at the time. It was a huge struggle and a huge, I felt like a failure, you know, I felt like a failure and I was hiding. But then on top of it, I was like hiding the secret that I was a failure because I didn't want my patients to know. Cause I was also, I do have to say to you at this time, I was also pretty much a green right out of school, fresh, brand new doctor, which anybody who's in any sort of, I would say any field when you're new, you know, you're always a little bit less confident than usual. So yeah. I was as tough as I could have been on top of then feeling like such a failure to myself and a hypocrite. You know, if I can't heal myself, how can I help heal these patients that are really being vulnerable coming in and, you know, trusting me with their health? And do I even trust my own self with my health? You know, so that was big. It was a big one.
Right. And so, I mean, you don't have to tell the whole story, but you guys, I know it. So she basically was like introduced to doTERRA's cleanse and essential oils. And she was kind of just like, all right, I'm just doing this because this is the last resort. Like, this is totally not me. But like, I will do this because she was literally at that pain point where she was literally willing to try anything. And she had amazing results, right? You had amazing results with the doTERRA cleanse. And that's what kind of maybe launched you into more of alignment or more physical of like feeling better. And so I guess tell us too, and I know that I know that you're, you know, doing network and more spirituality stuff, but all of these things that have encompassed like where you're at holistically, how do you feel like it's impacted your life in a positive way?
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's a list as long as my arm. I mean, everything, it's changed my life. I don't even know where it would be if I hadn't, you know. It was really me getting sick like that was really the catalyst for so many things. And I do think, I just want to add too, I do think it's really important to note that I tried everything all natural I could. And then I even went medical. I was so desperate.
Oh yes.
To totally be like dogging on the medical industry because it's important in emergency settings, but I use it as a last resort. And even at a last resort, it was not super great. And I was put on medication. That medication had god awful side effects. And so that really pushed me forward as well after I had such positive results with doing the doTERRA cleanse, because I just saw myself and how I struggled, and even looking to the medical industry and pharmaceuticals and not finding the answer.
Yeah.
How many people do that all the time? Yes. And they aren't as lucky as I was to find the answer. You know, for me at that time. So that was a huge pain point for humanity at the time, I would say, and others, let alone just myself, that really pushed me to go further. So how did it change my life? It just changed in every way. You know, that me getting sick then helped open my eyes to a whole new world of healing in general. I don't think that if I would have found doTERRA and had started my holistic journey with essential oils, I would have maybe even been open to doing network in the future, right? It's been a total blessing on my life and obviously my patients' lives as well. And personal development through joining doTERRA has been huge. I mean, huge catalyst to change my life. And that has just led me to different programs, different mentors, and each one just ups the other one tremendously to where I am today. And yeah, it's a pretty wild ride when I think and look back on it. And if I think, God, just, you know, what if I had not called Melody, you know? What if she had not followed up with me a billion freaking times?
Right.
She wouldn't have been first on my list when I was so hopeless. Who knows what I would have done? Who knows what I would have tried? And then maybe my life would look different today. So it's pretty magical, really, when you look back and see the interweaving that happened to get me to where I am today.
Yeah, kind of like it was all master planned, right? That you were supposed to take each step to help grow and evolve you. And so I've felt that too. So kind of take us right now. I know that you're doing some spiritual mentoring and like network. And I know many people haven't heard about that. Do you want to touch on that a little bit to where you're at right now?
Yeah, so network, well, I'm going through a major transformation, if you want me to be really real.
Okay.
Actually, what's interesting is I don't even know if I told you this, Gary. I just actually closed my office that I started not too long ago.
Yeah, I think you told me that, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't feeling quite right. I was told in meditation, deep prayer, that I needed to just close it and cut my ties with it. And there was a lot wrapped up in that, a lot of what will people think, you know, I should be having it open, a lot of shoulds, a lot of society's shoulds and judgments. And I just thought, I just listened with blind faith and was told that when you finally do the last little bit to close it, which I've been really dragging my feet on. I just actually did that this month.
Awesome.
I got this about a year ago. I'm a slow learner. And that would open up the energy for other things to show up. So I'm in very much transition with that, although still going to trainings for network and still called to do that, which sounds totally insane. My sweet husband's so supportive, but he thinks I'm a crazy nut. So I'm curious to see what's in store for me in the future with network. But in essence, it's the type of chiropractic that would be categorized in more of a tonal technique. So it's very gentle. It's full spine, but it's incredibly gentle. And we do gentle light touches in very specific areas with a very specific intention and touch in the way we do it to get a specific outcome depending on what the individual is presenting with at that time when they come in the office. And it helps create strategies in their body to help deal with stress in life. And this can be, you know, mental, emotional stress, physical stress, all sorts of different things. We're helping the body to create with that innate intelligence its own pathways to help dissipate that stress and handle it. And it's very different than other chiropractic in the fact that it's, and not all chiropractic is pain-based, but a lot of it is.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, have I had plenty of patients that their pain has gone away? Yeah. And it's like the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more. It's really like, how extraordinary do you want your life? And that's what I really love about it. It's a very energy-rich technique. And yeah, it just feels like a really good fit for the first time after, gosh,
yeah,
how many years? Almost 10 years now.
Right.
I graduated. Oh gosh, that makes me sound old. But almost 10 years. I mean, I guess I've been practicing network for like the last 5 years, but it took a while to find that niche in chiropractic. So I'm pretty grateful.
But I think just like you said, if you hadn't got sick and then found solution, it probably wouldn't have led you down this path to find network and find the more spiritual awakening stuff that you're doing right now. And so it's kind of cool to, you know, watch your journey. So,
well,
you know,
you've been there almost the whole time.
Right. And you lived in the Virgin Islands. I remember when you put on your dream board that you were going to live in an island and a sunny place. And then all of a sudden you're moving there and you manifested all these things in your life that were just so amazing. So yeah, it's been cool to watch.
What, even as a student, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was a very medically minded chiropractor in school. Very much so. I was, you know, all about what can you prove with the research. Didn't care about any really of the I hate to say magic because that makes it, you know, discredits chiropractic in some people's eyes, but it truly is just like, wow, sometimes what happens.
Yeah.
And it's just so medically based, it's kind of funny. I mean, I was introduced to essential oils in chiropractic school, and I thought they were total bullshit.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, by Kina, who is now on our doTERRA team.
Yes, exactly.
It's a whole mess. It's just
I know. Funny. Well, you just weren't ready for it yet, right? You weren't.
I wasn't.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have received it well anyway. And so it's cool how, you know, you're on this path. And that's why I like hearing people's, how they stepped into this natural lifestyle, because everyone's so different that I've interviewed. And if you guys haven't listened to the past podcast of other people, like, listen to their stories, and nobody answers these questions all the same. So it's kind of neat to see how they stepped into it as well. So I always ask this question to you on all the podcast is, what's your current, I don't know, what is your opinion or of the current state of where we are in health in the world right now, or what's going on?
Well, it's so interesting because really the health in the world right now is just a microcosm of everything else that's going on in the world. You know, we've got all these little microcosms, and then there's this big, really the big issue that's going on, which is, you know, humanity fighting with not wanting to raise their consciousness for some reason. But
yeah.
and then you go into all these little sectors, and it's different. You know, different actors, but it's the same play playing out, which is really fascinating, really, when you step back and look, when you're able to, because
right.
There's a lot of people who aren't as fortunate as I am, because they're in very fight or flight right now with the way their life is going. I've been so blessed the last year with the tools I've had and the position I've been in. I've been able to really look at everything that's been going on in the world with an eye of curiosity. And it doesn't mean that I don't get a little heated sometimes, but I've been really able to step back and take my emotions out of it. But, you know, health is fascinating. We are seeing everywhere, and specifically health, a breakdown of systems. We're seeing a massive breakdown in almost every system, politics, so much, because you have to have the breakdown. It has to crash and burn to reorganize and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard sometimes to be grateful for that when it's really screwing up your life.
Right.
So I don't mean to discredit anybody who's lost their business, who's had family members die from COVID, all sorts of things like
or
that.
Or die from the COVID vaccine or others.
Exactly. Or side effect, you know, and something had to shake the hornet's nest, right? It's like, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of people who have been the sacrificial lambs to move forward the reorganization, the breakdown, and then therefore facilitating the reorganization. And I'm grateful for that. But I see that happening with our health individually, with our healthcare system. And it's pretty fascinating. It's sad sometimes. I get sad. Sometimes I get angry. Most of the time, I'm extremely curious to see how all this is going to play out.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting when
yes.
it happens. Yeah.
Cool.
That's my answer.
Yeah, I love that take. That's been different than all the takes too. And I believe when this first started, we kind of had a conversation over Marco Polo about how that this it was either going to take people to a different level of consciousness higher or like even lower, and how because of fear, since fear is such, has such an energy to it, right? That that's why it's taking people to a lower level of even desensitization, I think, too. Like they are going even more desensitized to what's happening because fear has like almost stunned them or made them so petrified, turned to stone almost, you know?
Totally. Well, and if you want the network take on it, and I do have to credit Donnie Epstein here for I didn't create network or any of these theories, but he's like a genius. I swear the man's like,
wait, what's his last name?
Donnie Epstein.
His last name's Epstein. I have no idea. Is he related to the, interesting? Is he related to him?
No.
Oh, there's good.
Who are, kind of like Jewish descent. It's a very common last name.
By the way, Epstein's Island is where Dr. Jenny lives in the Virgin Islands.
I'm on it.
Just an FYI. It's just like across the way.
It's very close.
Yes.
We drive our boat past it all the time. It's very extremely close. But, you know, when I look through the eye of the philosophy of network chiropractic, it's everything is exactly as it should and needs to be to move forward the consciousness. So the collective has to kind of be like all on the same page. We want everyone to go together. There's kind of like two philosophies in where consciousness is going in the world, which by the way, is the next frontier. They talk about like space being the next frontier, but once we raise our consciousness as a humanity, space is going to be like a lot of our quote unquote problems are going to become solved or easier. It doesn't mean we're not going to have any, but we'll have different ones of a higher realm. And there's two theories. There's one that they're literally like some are going to go and some are going to stay. And then there's a theory that we just need the majority. And then it's going to be like a domino where, you know, we can't help it. This dude over here is low vibrating, doesn't want to raise his consciousness. Doesn't matter, buddy, you're coming with because the majority's going. So I like to think of the majority. So, cause it's a little more positive, but it once again, when you're talking about that breakdown to rebuild up, we all had to experience the season of discover. There's three seasons in network: discover, transform, and awaken. And I'm going to explain them linearly, but they're not really linear, but that's what the human brain likes to think. We get really wonky if we don't think in linear. It's like, but in discover, you have the biointelligence and then the emotional. In transform, you have the lower mental and the upper mental. In awaken, you have the soul and then the universal intelligence. And we all had to feel bio together, the biointelligence, which is suffering. And I would have to say that I felt it, not for probably as long as most of the collective did, but I definitely was like, okay, here we are.
Yeah.
We're all suffering.
Yeah.
For various reasons though, you know, but it was interesting and we were all connected through that. And I've seen us kind of move, you know, now it's been a little like this, but I've seen us move into the emotional, which, you know, you can think of like a toddler, terrible twos actually, is when a child is developing their emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we did as a society, if you look back.
For real.
And we're still in that a little bit sometimes, but I think we've definitely moved into a little bit of lower mental, which is this or that, black or white. It's either right or wrong. The next level is going to be this and that. Room for more possibility. I don't believe we're there yet. Some people are, but they're kind of the people who've always been there or who are right on the cusp anyway. So it's going to be really interesting as we move through, but definitely the fear, although as annoying as it was, it had to happen because it brought everyone on that same playing field of suffering, which was very important for the reorganization of what was happening. And if I, you know, that's one of the greatest gifts, if you will, I think, of what happened with the pandemic globally was it kind of brought, united us in a way, although there were different opinions, mm-hmm. in some way, at least for those first couple weeks, it did unite us. Because I will say, for the first week, I was like, huh, this could be the thing. This could be the thing. Because we were due for something crazy. I didn't know it was going to be a pandemic, but we were due for something to shake stuff up. And we're due for a pandemic. Just, I mean, if you look at all the science and the research. But then the second week, I was like, oh, this is feeling like not it. And then the third week, I was very sure this wasn't going to be the big thing that wiped out humanity. So I wasn't quite as worried.
Yeah, because I remember you thinking, like, you're like, there, we're due for like a cleansing or like a, you know, I can't remember how you were talking about over Marco Polo, but just, you know, how it even happened in the olden days where it just was like a cleansing of the earth kind of thing.
And it sounds so like kind of unemotional and inhumane, but I, you know, also feel very connected with Mother Earth, and she doesn't want to like kill a bunch of us, but we are just doing so much harm. She's just trying to breathe, you know, volcano in St. Vincent. She's just trying to take a breath, you know,
right.
And she's trying to do it as careful as she can, but she's like, shit, you guys, give me an effing break. Like, I'm not trying to kill all of you, but I'm going to have to, because
you're just like a parasite on me. And I know we talked about this too, like, so many things that have been happening in the current state of health is everything has been a lot of symbolic, like the mask, you know, is symbolic for many things, you know, and the isolating, the distancing, like everything is so symbolic, I feel, to not take us to that next level of consciousness. And yeah, it's been really interesting, even as a mom, to, you know, ask myself how I'm raising my children in this world, or even, you know, asking the question of, like you said, staying curious, like, what's the next step? Or, cause we don't really know what's going to happen. Right. So we're like asking ourselves, what is that next step? How can I stay empowered? So I guess those are my questions to you too, is like, what are your takeaways? Like if someone listening to this podcast, what would you say maybe are your takeaways, or I don't know, maybe someone is wanting to step into this lifestyle or wanting to even step into more like awareness and consciousness. Could you give us maybe like three things on what they could do to start, or I don't know, I guess just give us some advice. Give us some Jenny advice.
Some Jenny advice.
Without saying F off. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you might not like my answer, but because one thing that I think has happened in the last year is it's been interesting because, yes, we've had this perceived less connection because we're kept at home. We've got the mask. We're like, we're feeling. But what that's causing us to do is go so deeply inward with ourselves that we've been very disconnected, most of us, for so long. And it's when you go so deep inside yourself, you go, it's like you almost go through, and then you have this even deeper connection that you've always had with everybody. A little bit of a, you know, conundrum there, but I would say.
I love that. But not everyone's going to go there, right? And we've seen that, right? That not everyone's going to tap inward when they have, it's at least what I've witnessed is people going the opposite direction of just repelling and going into fear and living by fear and living by just what government thinks that you should do. And, you know, they love obedience, so thank you for being obedient kind of thing, you know.
If I were going to give advice on how to live a healthier lifestyle overall, spiritually, mentally, physically, my first thing would be to be start listening to yourself more, because you really do know a lot of the answers.
I love that. You know, I talked about that in one of my other podcasts about we have intuition, like that's what they've stolen from us is our intuition, and that they've taken our power away when our intuition is so powerful for ourselves, especially when it comes to our health.
It's so powerful. And I don't mean to discredit, you know, experts or people out there like you and me who are, you know, really trying with a good heart to help people. And, you know, I often ask people, what do you think? What do you feel? You know, after I maybe give a couple different suggestions of advice or whatever, because there's not one shoe that fits all. There just isn't with anything I've learned. I used to think there was, I'll tell you that much. And I don't anymore based on what I've seen in working with so many people. And yeah, I think it's still honoring the fact that we have such a gift of the information and we can get it so quickly nowadays, while not losing the honoring ourselves and our own intuition. I mean, I think that would be number one, honestly, personally, in my book, because if you don't create a good relationship, symbiotic relationship with the internal and the external, we have the likeliness to get caught up in the external and obedience, whatever that means and whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes people get with like guru syndrome where it's like they find their one person and then they just like, that's it. It's like, you know, there's a variety for a reason. So that would be number one, I would say, is just really start to listen to your gut and not your gut cravings, like your gut wants a Snickers, but your gut, you know, even intuitively eating, it used to be a thing, you know, and it's like everyone's so addicted to so many different things.
Right.
That it's almost even a challenge to intuitively eat, because how do you do it when you're so addicted to sugar? Because all you do is crave sugar.
Right.
But when you get off the sugar, you get off the caffeine, and you get off the alcohol, and you get off all that stuff that's extremely addictive. You will find a natural rhythm in your body where you're going to crave greens more than this time, and you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And someone who's, you know, has kidney liver issues, they're probably not going to crave meat very often. Well, rightfully so, you know, and you get, there's this whole, almost like the tides of the earth with Mother Nature. We have the same thing happening in our body. We're just so damn disconnected. We just don't even know how to tap into it anymore.
Right.
So that's what I'd say. Intuition, try to really start to listen to yourself again. And if you don't, if that's like, whoa, that just blew my mind. How do I even start doing that? A good thing would be to start with prayer and meditation. 10 minutes in the morning. Take some quiet time for yourself. Empty presence. Do whatever you want to freaking call it. I'm unattached to the name. You sit in quiet with yourself. And you just simply ask for guidance and intuition. You know, ask to connect with yourself again and what you really need and want.
Love that.
I'd say number two would be just, after you've listened to intuition and you have some sort of idea which way you'd like to go, whether that's implementing oils or really getting the hit of like, gosh, you know, I'm not drinking enough water, or I need to really seek some, you know, professional mental health advice or whatever it is, because it could be an onslaught of things that could come to you, is just choose one thing that resonates with you and start off slow. You know, I started off very quick when I was super sick, because I was kind of in a shitter go off the pot situation. I was not going to live like that anymore. I understand that not every person is like that. So I would say it's generally going to be better for the average person who's not in the same situation I was to start just slowly making lifestyle changes that are very doable and very obtainable. One of the things that usually people really mess up on is they've got this idea, this picture of what they should be doing, and they go balls to the wall, perfection for 2 weeks, and it's not sustainable. You have to create new habits. A habit is very least 60 to 90 days of constant practicing daily.
So totally. I just wrote a post on that, on about falling in love with the process, because we can't be so worried about the outcome, because the process is the beautiful part. And like, it's always going to be, you know, wishy-washy, especially when it comes to health. Like, you're going to go here and then it's going to be like two steps back or whatever. And I mean, no one's perfect. So I love that you said that.
And do you blame people? Our whole society is based off of productivity. We don't think anybody's successful who doesn't produce something, whether it's a goal or an outcome or whatever. Have you ever heard of anybody being like, oh, hey, you know what? You know, this person didn't solve world peace yet, but they're getting the Nobel Peace Prize because they're on the way. It's like, no, you don't honor the journey at all.
No, we never do.
We never do. You know, do you think we honored Tesla before he created his, you know, whatever his name is, created the battery?
Yeah.
The solar. No, we didn't honor him on the way. It was like, oh, he created this. Oh, cool. Now we can all, you know, it's always after the fact. And so that instills just even more of the journey doesn't matter. It's how quick can we get to the finish?
Yeah.
And really it's like, you know, and then the materialistic side of it too, you know, someone might, the product for somebody that's created through the journey might not have anything tangible in this dimension, which is extremely hard for us.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a massive spiritual awakening. That might be the product. But if you can't see it or touch it, God forbid, humans are like, what happened? What'd you do? You wasted all your time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I kind of teach in my yoga class too, is when I teach, I was like, we have to master the art of not doing. It's so hard for us to just not do. But when we master the art, there's so much internally that happens to us when we, you know, I've had, you know, the most spiritual moments or even had the answers. And I know a lot of people have asked me too, like, Carrie, how did you know? Because, you know, even when this was going on, I was like, this is going to happen. And they're like, how do you know? And not that I say I know it all, but I was like tapped in enough and had enough discernment where I could like kind of hear and see like the road and the energy that was coming at me with all of the stuff that was happening. I was like, I feel like this is where it's going. So I'm going to listen, I'm going to prepare and all of these things. And it's not that I know it all, but I've done enough healing work. And I know you have too, like internal healing work with so much stuff like grief or, you know, stories that I've created about myself in childhood that I was able to, you know, do that. And so I think that's important. So I love that, you know, I think maybe that's what I'll call this podcast, is just tapping into intuition for health, right? Because so many people don't.
They don't. And it sounds like kind of stupid simple. You're like, no, I wanted to hear like, don't eat gluten or blah, 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 like something really tangible, but it's not that easy. And it is that easy. Get your energy right. Get tapped in.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, the answers just appear. You don't have to do anything. It just happens. The universe aligns and it's right there in front of you. Oh, there's right. Salad right there instead of burger. Oh, yeah. You know, I intuitively knew that I needed to eat more salads and my body was wanting that. And I got in touch with myself this morning. My energy's right today. I'm in my full glory energy and boom, that's what happens. So it can really be that easy. But
yeah,
if you want something tangible, because I know we do, I would just choose, you know, a couple in like 1 to 2 things and try them out for 90 days. I don't mean try them out, like then drop them after, but you know, just be very easy with yourself, especially if you're someone who's so new to health and wellness, you know, and there's always another layer, but don't let that deter you and make you hopeless. Let that excite you that there's always another level that you can go to.
Totally. Oh, I love that. Awesome. Well, wow. What a good takeaway. What a great way to end the podcast. So anyway, thank you so much, Dr. Jenny, for being on with me and talking all about intuition and tapping into energy for health. So anyway, you guys, I'm going to end this podcast. And yes, make sure you stay tuned for the next couple because I got a couple more good interviews. So we will see you on the next podcast. Hey, thanks for listening, sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review And we'll see you in the next episode. We'll be right back.